Driving with Disabilities Program. The Texas Driving with Disability Program focuses on improving the interaction between law enforcement and drivers with disabilities with unique communication needs. Texans now have the option to disclose communication impediment directly on the front of their driver license or state ID, or when registering their vehicle with the Department of Motor Vehicles. This will alert the trained officer of the individual who may be slower to respond or one who is deaf or hard of hearing. There are two different categories that disabilities fall under when looking at communication impediments. Group 1 encompasses individuals who have a slower processing speed. The following disabilities are included in Group 1: autism spectrum disorder, brain injury, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, mild intellectual disability, Parkinson's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, speech and language disorders, mutism, stuttering, speech delay aphasia, and spasmodic dysphonia. Group 2 encompasses individuals who communicate differently and should be handled as persons who speak a different language. The following disabilities are included in Group 2: deaf and hard of hearing. Driver form students should provide their doctors with a form called a DL-101 to complete, and then should present it at the driver license office. Communication impediment with a peace officer. Once an individual has a qualified communication impediment, it is added to their learner's license, driver's license, or ID card. Individuals with communication impediments can have their information added to the Texas Law Enforcement Telecommunication System, TLETS. They have the option to disclose their communication disability impediment when registering a vehicle through the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles. They will submit either Form VTR 215, Deaf Driver Awareness with Specialty License Plate, or Form VTR 216, Communication Impediment, without Specialty License Plate, once their physician has filled it out.